This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of what's on your mind. 1 week today until Christmas. That's right. We better pull up the stops on the great Christmas bumper music this week for you, right? We're going to keep it going after Christmas, too, but this is like a home stretch of the really good stuff, because if you're not in the Christmas spirit, it's our job to get you there 1 week away. I don't know why. It just seems to be zooming up on me here. Todd, do you feel that way, that it's just kind of feels like we were just eating turkey dinner and blink our eyes, and now it's
getting here quick, isn't it?
Christmas. I don't know. It feels like it really, really came quick.
You know, Manny had his 8-track of Christmas funk classics that we were working off at the last couple of days here, and that was kind of getting us in a mood.
All right. Yeah. As long as I'm tapping my toe. And, you know, it has a little bit of a...
You're down to one?
Well, yeah, I guess toes would be the more...
You're going to treat that last one pretty good if you're down to one.
Anatomically correct phraseology, sorry about that. Exactly right. Twins. Sorry, Vikings win.
Woohoo!
Bison win. They're heading back to Frisco, and this show will be there. We look forward to that coming up right after the holiday. Carson Wentz was not on the sideline, was not wearing number 11, but his mojo continued as they win over the weekend. So all is well in that department for sure. And it looks like tax reform is on its way to passing this week. Huge, huge, huge. I think it was 2 weeks ago today that I came to the airwaves and just said, I have an unbelievable amount of optimism, number one, that was going to pass, and number two, what the outcome of it will be, what it will be. Just looking at a note related to a story about a fellow by the name of Dan Eberhardt, and Dan is the CEO of Canary. That's an energy company. If you've been to Watford City, they're located just south of Watford, and he's talking about in the story about how the tax reform benefit that he gets is going to go to his employees. Going to go to his employees. Much to the chagrin of the New York Times and the Washington Post and everywhere else. This is a serious question. I'm not trying to be partisan or cute or anything else. You know, if you're a Republican member of Congress, like our own Senator Hoeven or Congressman Kramer, Senators Thune, Rounds, or Congresswoman Noem down in South Dakota, all Republicans, and then you have Democrats like Franken and Klobuchar and Heitkamp in North Dakota, Tester over there in Montana. My point is, if you're a Republican or a Democratic member of Congress, you're going to have a strong opinion on one side or the other of this. Okay, Republicans obviously have been championing it and are out there crafting it. Democrats keep telling you how many horrible, awful, terrible things are going to be. By the way, a lot of those same people in the media and who are against this also said it was too aggressive timeline, wouldn't get done before Christmas, not a chance, they're not going to pass it. A lot of people have been proven wrong on this so far. It still has to pass this week, but looks pretty good because you had a couple of senators who previously were against it. One, Bob Corker, voted against the plan originally in the Senate, the Republican from Tennessee. And Marco Rubio last week was creating a ruckus by saying he wanted more of this or more of that until he'd vote for it. Now, they're both in favor. But so it is likely to pass this week. And I just remind you of all of the people that said that couldn't happen. I don't know how many times you listen to people who tell you something that emphatically they believe is going to be A, B, or C. And when they're wrong, I don't know about you, but I don't listen to them as much anymore. But here's my point. Here's my question. Set aside people who obviously are going to have one position or the other. I'm really interested in people who just go about their lives, get up every day, see a new day as a new opportunity to go out and make a difference. Maybe they're teachers, maybe they're farmers, ranchers, maybe they're business owners, whatever you do, drive a truck, you're just out there making an honest living. You're a millennial, you're retired, I don't care. A to Z, anything but a politician. Anybody that introduces themselves as anything other than a Republican or a Democrat, conservative or a liberal, just regular people. Do you think this tax bill that's going to pass will be good or bad for you? Good or bad for the country? Good or bad for the economy? Good thing, bad thing? Simple question I want to know today, okay? And I have boxes full of my pillows, Todd. So somebody that answers that question by texting us will win one of them. And you can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Text bill, good thing, bad thing. And if you want to tell us why, for you, it's a good thing or a bad thing, I'd love to know. Again, I'm just curious where real people are at on this. I think I have a pretty good hunch based on the conversation we've had to date. I'll take my own Facebook page. There's about three or four people, and if I said their names, you'd know them because they're just proud liberals, very loud, very proud, but very small. I mean, we're talking like three or four people. So you have like hundreds of people that say, this is a good deal. The death tax is a bad deal. I'm glad it's gone. And you got three or four that, oh, this sky's falling. It's terrible. So we probably all have that in our circle. That's my sense, but I want to know. Free MyPillow for somebody who calls 800-228-0550 to answer that question. Tax bill, good or bad? 800-228-0550. The local version of that number is simply 258-0550, okay? 258-0550. And also a free MyPillow for somebody that calls our 24/7 hotline and leaves a message for us with a story on whether this tax bill will be good or bad for them. And that number is 855-200-1776. So there you go. We're going to do that until the bottom of next hour. We do have an expert from the Department of Health. You asked for it. We received some emails, some calls related to the medical marijuana vote. And the main issue is, why is it taking so long? What's going on? Is the state dragging its feet? And so we asked for an expert from the Department of Health. And we're going to dig into that today on the program. Okay? Let's start in Wasay, Minnesota, where Al is. Al, what's on your mind?
I'm a small business owner out here in rural Rotsay, and my opinion on this tax reform is anytime we can keep it out of the swamp and into the hands of the American people, it don't corporations, the middle class, it's a win-win. And then last night I turned on, flipping around. I won't even watch the mainstream liberal fake news anymore. Here was CBS, and it was just devoted to just crashing this thing and making our president look as tiny as they can possibly. And me as a conservative small business owner, I am so up to my ears with these people drip, 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 drip against what things that should be positive for our economy.
You make a very good point that I don't think gets considered enough. That the worst thing is that, you know, you have less dollars in Washington, D.C. for them to spend the way they want to. Right? They're horrified that, really that's what this argument is about from the left. They want the money and they know how to spend it better. And
yeah,
you're saying.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
They know how to spend it better for us. And you know what? And I just hope and pray the American people start seeing through this with not a one Democrat on board on this vote of this tax reform. If that doesn't say something in itself, I don't know what to tell them.
Very interesting, Al. Good point. And you are right about this. how much have they thrown at Trump? You talked about the media, the left, the swamp. How much have they thrown at Trump? Who's winning? I think Donald Trump's winning. I love it, Al. Thanks. John and Bismarck, Justin and Steele, Tom in West Fargo, Lance in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and others waiting. Stay tuned and tell me whether this tax bill is good or bad for you. For you. I want to know if it's good or bad for you. Tell me.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Old House and Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Old House and Pool Table and a Hot Springs Grande Hot Tub. The best.
I love my Old House and NDSU Bison Pool and Shuffleboard Table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Old House and Made in America Pool Table or Shuffleboard Table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Back on What's on Your Mind, that's not Christmas music, fellas. Where's the Christmas music? Manny, we not push the Christmas button? Is Manny there? Hello, Manny.
Oh, just multitasking.
Oh, you're multitasking. Poor Manny's got a lot going on. Lines are full. Christmas button next time, okay? We promised we're going to go full throttle Christmas music through the Christmas holiday. So you can push delete on that old button and hello for the Christmas music. Nolan, you're on that? You and Manny? Let's do it. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. It's a Cadillac. That's what one fella told us. It's a Cadillac. You're not bumped around. Ride smooth. Get out. Your back doesn't hurt. Your neck's not hurting. From turning around, looking at things, you feel like you're sitting in a recliner all day long. Isn't that nice? High Plains Apache, home of the ET Ag Center, by the way, and some great deals on their website now on pre-owned Apache sprayers. Check that out at highplainsapache.com. In Mandan, across from Bonanza. It's not Bonanza anymore. It's actually...
Well, the sign is still there.
That's true. Across from the Bonanza sign. Yeah.
Right. I mean, as you're driving there, you can't tell Bonanza's gone until you get, like, right there anyway.
It'll soon be a Culver sign. 1701 East Side Court is where you're going to. High Plains Apache. Or exit 60 across from Walmart. That's still there. In Frontier, south of Fargo, on I-29. Good or bad, this tax bill for you? And if you care to share a story on why that is, we'd love it. Justin and Steele, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to say for the half of you're giving out of my pickle to give it to my pregnant wife, I even went online to look at how much money you'll get back with this tax bill. You can go online to a website and type in how much you make throughout the year, and I see that I'll probably get $2,300. Probably more after my child's born, so I thought it was a great deal for the tax bill to be passed.
I love it. And, you know, we're kind of randomly doing the pillow thing between the calls live on the air and the calls on our hotline and the texts. I should say emails, too, by the way. Welcome always. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So we'll do...
I love to see you all the time, man. And...
Yeah, well, it's very nice of you, Justin. But since you have a new new addition to the family coming... What a Christmas gift that is. What does your wife do?
She works at a potato farm in Tappan. It's actually the sister farm of Cavendish.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, no, I said, when is she due? I mean, when's the new baby coming?
Oh, I'm
what
sorry.
Does she do? That's
March.
Right.
March.
In March, awesome. So a new baby in 2018. Well, pretty cool. And tell you what, we're going to put your name on a pillow at the K-Fire Studios. You're probably closer to Fargo than or Bismarck rather than Fargo. So next time you're in Bismarck, swing in, pick it up, and tell your wife it's on us, and congrats on that new baby, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing your story. See, Justin went to the website. I haven't even suggested people do that yet because this thing kept changing so much. I mean, finally last week with the conference committees, now the bill's set, you can do that. But great idea. And what are you going to do with that money, Justin?
What am I going to do with the money?
Yeah.
Pay my property taxes with it.
All right. But if you didn't have that, you'd then have to come out of something else, right? So it's good for your bottom line.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm just happy that I would get 23 whatever plus dollars back. It's for you, you know.
Well, exactly. You get to decide how to spend it rather than Washington, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. All right. Thank you, Justin, and congratulations again to you and your wife on the new edition, and way to go. You got a MyPillow, okay?
Thanks.
Life moment. We'll call that a life moment, MyPillow, right there. Lance in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning. So real quick on the tax reform. This is an obvious slam dunk, right? I like my money. You like yours. And I'm going to spend what I think is... several thousand a year I'll end up being able to keep. And when I spend it, then it goes into the economy, and then whoever I bought a product from is going to be able to hire more people, and then they're going to be able to spend their money and so on and down the line. My question is, how do these liberals, how do they manage to so successfully tell people that trickle-down economics doesn't work when they currently participate in it every single day? I don't understand why people think that it doesn't work when if you build a house because you've got a couple extra $1,000 laying around for a down payment or an addition, or like I did, and you could hire a contractor, he has people and everything like that. How do liberals think that that doesn't help? And why would they think that the money that they earn is better served in the government? And I don't know why they hate their money so much, but I like mine.
Now, you know, I think the way they're successful is that they, Washington in general, very often takes the benefit from something like this and figures a way to screw it up. And they spend more money. So the spending discipline has to come behind this without question. I mean, I think we'll be able to very clearly point out to say, okay, here's where the tax rates went down. Here's what happened to revenue to the Treasury. Same thing happened during JFK and during the Reagan years. But what usually comes is more spending. And so the ironic thing is, the argument they use, they don't work, only comes true is if you spend the windfall. And they argue to spend the windfall. Which drives me crazy, obviously. Lance?
It's just a huge battle of words, and it all and ultimately ends with who has control of the money. And I would rather have it rather than any politician, that's for sure. And I'd love to see after this, I would just love to hear Donald Trump one day say we'd like to reduce the size of government 5%, 10%, you know. Just keep pecking away at these liberals. Could you imagine what they would say if he even uttered those words? They would go absolutely ballistic. It'd be hilarious. I'd love to hear it.
Well, he's doing it. He doesn't even fill all the positions that he has available him to fill, but he doesn't say it as often as maybe he should. Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Tom in West Fargo, good, bad? What do you think of the new tax bill?
Good morning, Scott. Absolutely good. One of the things that people are not bringing up is that poor people do not employ poor people. Who employs them? Wealthy people. If wealthy people get breaks, they will employ more people.
They would argue that it's not going to be more jobs. You're going to put the money in your pocket. See, they think anybody that owns a company is evil, awful, terrible people. It's amazing. Until they need a campaign contribution, then they go to the biggest of the big. But you make a very good point because who among us has ever been hired by a poor person?
Precisely. That's exactly right, Scott.
We ought not demonize the rich. They employ people, and if you give them fairer tax treatment, they generally are going to reinvest it. They're going to risk it in another company. They're going to do something else with it. You know,
And you remember back where about 2000, the year 2000, right about that time when everybody went over to China and how many manufacturing jobs have been lost, you know, from this country and how many businesses have lost because everything is manufactured now in China.
Very, very true. Well, Tom, well said. Have you done any of the calculations yourself to find out what your tax treatment is going to look like after this?
No, not at all. I haven't looked that up yet.
You're all about the philosophy of how this makes sense and what will be done with it. I'm totally with you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550. Dustin and Mandan, John and Bismarck, Bob in South Dakota, and lots of text and email.
We
stay tuned.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, are we back?
We're back.
What just happened there? I don't know. Todd went rogue.
My computer went. Bleh.
So what was that music? Was that I didn't get 1 ounce of Christmas music out of that. I you know
what?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all. What the heck was that? Did you get warm fuzzies from that Christmas music?
Well, it sounded festive. Not specifically Christmas, I suppose, but not everybody celebrates Christmas, so we can be festive without specifically being Christmas.
No,
I suppose.
No, we want Christmas music. Christmas music. All right, we're it's a work in progress, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't shake your finger at me. I didn't pick it.
It's a bumper that was in the rotation.
I see. Okay.
I mean, I can do all the Christmassy stuff today. That's no problem.
We want innovation, we want progress, we want Christmas music, ladies and gentlemen, right? We want technology that protects the environment.
And living the copy now.
And women, men and women, to yield it responsibly. We want a North Dakota we can pass on to the next generation, one with natural beauty and economic strength. We want all this and more. North Dakota's oil and natural gas makes it happen for our state, for the entire country. We are the energy of North Dakota. The energy of North Dakota. There you go. 26 before the top of the hour. Now I'm in the Christmas spirit, ladies and gentlemen. 800-228-0550.
You do realize this is technically not a Christmas song. It's about a sleigh ride.
Terry in Niagara had a comment for us. Let's roll that, and then I'll get to John in Bismarck, who's waiting on the phone.
Hello, this is Terry from Niagara, North Dakota. I feel this tax reform will be good for my family personally, mainly because of the elimination of the penalty Obamacare has imposed upon working families. For instance, my son's Blue Cross bill went from $200 a month to over $600 a month, and they simply cannot afford this financial burden. I emailed Ms. Heidkamp and asked her to vote for this bill. I received a lengthy reply with the same old rhetoric of the establishment. I replied and told her I think she should start being a leader rather than following the dictates of swamp people. Guess what? A few days later, I received the exact same word-for-word reply from her office, and I think that speaks volumes. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry, in Niagara. And Terry called in on our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. We're going to hook Terry up with a free MyPillow. How about that, though? I mean, set aside what she's talking about on her opinion versus Senator Heitkamp's opinion on the tax bill. I think Terry wins that argument hands down. But to say, okay, I get a letter. You're giving me, you know, a response to what I sent you. I'm going to send you a response to that, and then to get the same letter back? I mean, that's just laziness. That's just, we really don't care about your opinion. You sent us something, we're just going to send you the same thing back. My goodness, that's disgusting. I don't like that at all. That was the most offensive part of that call, Terry, the response you got from Senator Heitkamp's office, sending you the same letter twice, rather than just say, explain your position. Defend your position. Tell me why you're not being a leader and stepping out on this. Bad news. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to mention something on the tax credit that we can file for. It's been set now for quite a few years as a tax credit for child care that you can claim $3,000 of outgoing expenses for child care. And anymore nowadays, I mean, I just did the math, it's $9,620 a year on child care just so I can go to work, and I can only claim $3,000 of that. So that's still $6,600 that I have to pay taxes on, and so does the daycare has to pay taxes on just so I'm able to work and pay taxes on my wages. And if that's doubled to six, I mean, it's closer, but it's still not where it needs to be. But I mean, it's closer. And just like Terry said, out of, you know, the healthcare thing, that's redundant and ridiculous just because, just like an auto insurance claim to where if you have to have auto insurance, they can charge what they want for it. And if a claim comes in, an auto body shop can pretty much charge what they want because insurance is going to cover it, no questions asked. That's a big problem with where our country's been headed for quite a few years now, and hopefully it's getting straightened out. That's all.
Very interesting. Very interesting, John. That's one probably, Nolan, let's make a note to bring up that question on his concern on additional changes needed for Congressman Kramer on Wednesday. Not sure what day they're voting on this, but... Congressman Kramer, of course, the Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesday for a full hour. I've been answering a lot of these questions through this whole debate, but I don't recall that one specifically coming up before, so we're going to use that, John, okay?
Sounds good. You have a good day, Scott.
You as well. Thank you for listening. Question is quite simple. Is the new tax bill good or bad for you? What's your opinion on this? Going to be a good thing? Going to be a bad thing? Why? You know, what is better about it? Or what don't you like about it? 800-228-0550. He and the previous caller also raised the fact that the mandate, the most un-American of pieces of legislation I remember in some time, was the idea that in Obamacare you would mandate in the Constitution that you buy something, if you don't, it's a penalty. Remember that whole deal? In fact, it was thought to be unconstitutional until John Roberts on the Supreme Court did some twists and turns to try and get it to be constitutional and do it even differently than Congress envisioned it, rather than having this big fight with the Obama administration by overturning Obamacare. They should have. But this tax legislation also saves us from that mandate, which I think is a bit of good news. Dustin in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. See, I just want to say first off that I love your guys' show. I am a Trump supporter as well. However, maybe I'm a little uneducated with this tax bill. Are we going to be able to still itemize like we have in the past?
Yeah, my understanding is less people will have the need to because of the changes. But yeah, I mean, there's still. In fact, one of the criticisms here is that the whole idea of this bill was to make things simpler. And once they got to seven brackets, some argue it isn't as simple as they intended it originally to be, and that
right.
Some people still have to obviously go through the hoops of itemizing and having the longer form tax return. But my understanding is a lot more will be able to do it on the postcard.
Right. So my wife and I had a meeting with our tax guy back in December, and, you know, with our estimated income for this year versus last year, you know, our income did increase some, but overall, my tax bill kind of looked like it was going to increase versus decrease. So I'm not exactly sure how all the numbers worked out there, but he kind of laid it out for us, and it looked like, you know, we might be in the same tax bracket as we were last year, but without being able to claim as much as for deductions, my tax bill would actually go up. So I guess maybe I might be a little uneducated about it, but, I mean, as far as everything else goes, I'm all for getting rid of the mandate and, you know, helping people that aren't as well off as me, or, you know, bring jobs back to the country. I love all that about the bill.
When did you say you met with your accountant?
In December. Or, sorry, last month, November.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, recall, you know, obviously there were some changes between the House and the Senate. It'd be worth doing, but keep us posted on that once you know what's finally in the bill and you talk with your accountant. If you end up being one of those people that pay more. Again, the argument was the middle class. That was, do you have kids?
I do. I have two children. My wife, she's self-employed, and I work at one of the plants here in the state. So, you know, we are, you know, fortunate that we have good jobs. But, you know, if I got to pay a little more taxes, I might be okay with that, you know, if it's better for the country, you know.
Well, it's just hard to imagine with, you know, the standard deduction doubling. And with the child, you know, credit increasing as well, you have two kids. I have a hard time, you know, but I'm not an accountant. I don't know, and I just know that people in that, you know, you seem to be right smack dab in that middle class category. Should be one benefiting from it. So that's why I say when you get all, when the dust settles and the plans now finally go, talk to your accountant, let us know.
I will do that, Scott. Thank you.
But you're a patriot. You're saying, "Hey, I think it's a good plan. We need it, whether I benefit or not." So.
Right, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that probably need it more than I. And, you know, if we can bring some money back to the country, that's good too. So,
appreciate the call, Dustin. Thank you. Let's go to a South Dakota listener, Bob. What's on your mind?
I want to know what these people are going to do when they save their money from this taxes when they got parents and grandparents in nursing homes. And the federal government cuts the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid if they're going to come forward and pay the difference at these nursing homes or let them close down.
So your premise, Bob, is that the tax bill is going to cause a reduction in all kinds of other things that therefore will be paid for by taking money out of programs that, where there's currently a benefit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, why do you believe that would be the...
Well, they got to balance the budget somehow. You're going to increase our debt by $1.6 trillion in 10 years.
Well, no. Do you understand, Bob, that the prediction on the increase of $1.5 trillion over 10 years means we have no economic growth? I mean, it's assuming like Obama-era growth. Well, we already are having 3% growth as a result of anticipation of this and the regulatory changes.
I'm sure you can say that about the farm economy, right? We've got 3% growth.
Say what about the farm economy?
That we're growing 3% a year?
I'm talking about the overall GDP. I'm talking about if the economy grows, there's more tax revenue to spend on the things you're talking about.
Another thing, the
$1.5 trillion you're talking about assumes that there's going to be no growth, and I'm telling you we already are getting growth.
Yeah, but not in the farm economy.
Bob, I understand, but again, the overall economy growing puts more money in the coffers to spend on things.
Yeah, and I'm paying well over $10,000 in personal property taxes, and I can only deduct $10,000? That ain't right.
All right, so you don't like it, Bob. It's bad for you.
No, same for you. Can we sue you if this thing don't turn out the way you're explaining it?
Serving the Northern Plains. Sue away, Bob. What's on your Sue away. Bob has a rather dour outlook on the future, but that's okay. Welcome all calls. PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, two for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $5. Daily Express Sub Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, two for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and two cookies. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're in the nursing profession, listen up, because the University of Mary has one incredible deal right now to help you get to where you want to go. That's right. The University of Mary wants you to know that the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And at the University of Mary, they offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. 10 before the top of the hour, call came in during the break, and I think he's referring to the conversation we had with Dustin and Manda, and maybe I missed this, but go ahead and roll the call that came in, Todd. Roll
it. God, please tell that ignorant caller that the tax bill, if it's passed, is going to have no effect on your 2017 taxes. It will go into effect next year. It won't be retroactive. They've been saying that on TV. Maybe his taxes for 2017 are going up, but they will go down in 2018. This crap just makes me furious.
Yeah, I noticed. So much so you're calling other listeners ignorant, which we really don't like, actually. So, can you dial that back there, Bucko? And second of all, he may be right. I might have missed that. If the caller, it was Dustin, I believe, in Mandan, who talked about having a meeting with his accountant, and the accountant said taxes were going to be higher. I thought he was talking about 2018, like looking forward, okay, with the impacts of this, what will 2018 look like? One bit of confusion on this thing is there was some, Senator Hoban talked about this when he was on recently, there was some initial effort to try and have it be retroactive, so that 2017 would be included in the tax bill. That didn't happen. So the benefit is going to come in the fact that the amount of tax you owe in 2018 should be lower. You're obviously not going to see the majority benefit of that till the end of the year, other than in your withholding, because you'll be able to withhold less and you'll get a bump in every paycheck. But if he was, in fact, talking about 2017 not being any better, that would have no connection to the tax bill. On that point, the most recent caller, although he's cranky, is correct. Doug and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind? 258-0550, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. There you go. Doug and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling about Senator Hightam's vote that I think should she voted the will of the people in North Dakota. And the reason I say that is, previous two callers, not counting the last one, but the previous two callers sounded like they really didn't mind paying more taxes. And the reason I can't vote against it was that it's only been a few years ago when the North Dakotans had the opportunity to eliminate property tax, and they overwhelmingly, 75% voted for the tax, so it's a good thing the president forced them to take this cut, or they probably would never want it. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
I'm not even sure what your position is, Doug. I listened to that whole thing, and I'm getting a lot of sarcasm.
I'm sorry for being sarcastic, but talk about Hightap, and I'm not a Democrat. Don't get me wrong, but I think she voted for the will of the people, because if it would have came up to vote in North Dakota, I think the past record shows that they would have voted that they wanted to pay the tax.
You're talking apples and oranges as far as the tax.
A tax is a tax.
We're talking about what the federal government takes from you and decides how to spend. That's different than that previous argument, Doug. Number one.
Well, is it a difference between the state and the federal, whoever takes a tax, and the people in North Dakota vote for the tax the majority of the time?
Well, again, what are you asking them for? What's it for? They're going to vote for a tax for a school? Maybe. That's a tax.
That's the scare tactic that they use to get this through. And they even convinced a lot of large property owners to vote for it with that scare tactic. And
what are you talking about? The scare tactic they use to get what through?
Yes, for the schools. To vote for the tax of the property tax, real estate taxes in North Dakota.
Yeah, okay.
North Dakota had the opportunity.
You're talking about a years old the debate on a different tax. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying this tax bill, you know, when it comes to, okay, do I want the federal government to take more of my money and decide how to spend it, or do I want more of my money and I'll decide how to spend it and actually help the economy? I think you're wrong on the voting the will of the people thing. I think the will of the people, and my understanding of all the polling that's been done on this tax relief in North Dakota, it's always 60 plus, somewhere between 60 and 70%. So.
Well, you're right. I certainly don't want to pay more taxes. Anybody with common sense would vote against it. But using the scare tactic for schools is...
So let me ask you this. If you're in Congress, how do you vote on this tax bill, Doug?
For it. Oh, I definitely vote for it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Woo!
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Lay it on.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.